But first, a little in-house safety. Boy, are we ever off track today. I love this. Whew. This is back. This is old school Outdoor Journal Radio. No schedule, no nothing. Just let her go. playing it safe. That's right, kids. Time to play it safe for our very own in-house safety expert. He is retired Staff Sergeant with the Ontario Provincial Police. His name is Bradley Schlorf. Good morning, Brad.
The master of being off track.
Oh, yeah. I love it, man. I love it. You all in nicely settled in isolation?
Well, we're in week two of isolation, and life is good. We had a kind of a party at the end of our driveway last night with our neighbors, sat about 12 feet apart, and just exchanged stories of over the winter. And
nice.
The world
was,
good.
Was Mark a little bit offside this morning with his commentary?
No, I think he's right on.
Oh.
I'm just hoping it doesn't last until the end of the boating season. Like, maybe about another week it'd be good.
Yeah, that would be great, but that's likely not going to happen, my friend. Not at all.
No, I don't think so.
What are you hearing from the OPP?
Well, right away, no safe ice warnings are out all over the place. And you know, that's a fact right now. Like, everywhere you look, if you're not in self-isolation, there's no real ice. So just stay away from it. The snowmobile's got to get put away for the winter, start thinking about your boat, all that kind of stuff. So that's number one. Another thing that's kind of popular in the news is the police enforcement of self-isolation and all that sort of thing. Apparently, a number of the police communication centers are starting to get a lot of calls. Maybe like the rat out your neighbor for self-isolation thing.
Oh, man.
I don't know where this fits in terms of an emergency. But people need to remember that the police and those 911 lines and that are still needed for emergencies. So that's like the real bad car crash, which, by the way, apparently car crashes are down by 30%. So there is a silver lining to that COVID-19. And gas is cheap.
Yes, for
but,
sure.
But, you know, those 911 lines need to be kept open for those kinds of things.
Okay. You know, once again, common sense, right? How bad can it be that you have to get on 911 and rat out on somebody? Let's be honest.
But then, you know, people are stupid. Like, there's an article I saw that one person has been arrested down east three times, and they have COVID-19. So,
wow.
You know, there's a fair bit of stupid still available.
Oh, we've got no shortage of stupid happening, my friend. Absolutely. I guess you're kind of glad that you came back when you did, because it sounds like we may have armed guards at the border pretty soon.
Well, that's kind of come and gone away. And you know, it's a little frightening when you're thinking about coming back to your own country and not being able to get back in. So if you're going to be self-isolated, it's a lot better being self-isolated at home than someplace 2,000 miles away.
Exactly, and enjoying the time instead of fussing over it. It is what it is, you know.
Well, we're having a heck of a good time here. In fact, the cribbage board is out on the table already for me to take another trimming as soon as the show's over.
All right, my friend, I'll let you get to that. Appreciate you joining. Appreciate you. Always appreciate you when you're back in town. Although, you know, I mean, let's face it. You got to do what you got to do, right?
I'm sitting here right now watching snow melt. How much better does it get than that?
What's the weather looking like up there?
Well, it's supposed to rain today, which is good. Our front yard's now about half covered in snow, so the rain getting rid of it's an okay thing for me.
Yeah, I think everybody's pretty much had it. My neighbor, Lou, I've alluded to him a few times on the program. He's the snowmobile nut. He actually put his snowmobile away yesterday. So
you can go for walks when you're in self-isolation. You just stay away from everybody else, you know, wave at them when you're going by. Somebody had their snowblower at the end of their driveway for sale. That's got to be a sure sign of spring.
I was going to say about Lou, though, him putting away the snowmobile is kind of like the groundhog seeing his shadow. He usually signals when it's the end, and when he finally throws in the gauntlet, it's over. So I can officially say...
A little bit of period of mourning for his snowmobile.
Absolutely. Anyways, all right, my friend, always a pleasure as usual. We will talk to you next week. Stay safe.
Next week will be an update on how bad I get beaten cribbage 7 days in a row.
Exactly. You might want to give that up. Try something else.
Okay.
Thanks, you, Bradley.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Brad Schlorf. playing it safe. He is our in-house safety expert, former retired, no longer with the OPP, and now handles all of the safety issues.